I'm delighted to be joined by Josh Fader, the creative force behind RNIB's latest advert, which is a moving and memorable piece that encourages people to consider leaving a gift to RNIB in their will. So thanks for joining me, Josh. Now, before we talk about the brilliant advert, tell us a little bit about yourself and your own sight loss, please.
Hi, Barry. Yeah, I have a condition called PIC, quite rare inflammatory condition that creates these lesions in the eye. Been kind of in and out of hospital for about 3 years now, trying to kind of slow it down. And I've lost a lot of vision in my right eye, but luckily it hasn't spread to the left eye. Yeah, at the moment, there isn't much that I can't do. And fingers crossed that the left eye stays intact so I can keep making films.
How did you get involved in documentary making?
When I left university, my route in was initially through sound. I did a sound course at university and linked up with a good friend of mine who had a camera, and we went out and just liked the idea that we could go and make our own films without having anyone needing to approve it or give us any money. And we slowly sort of kind of built things up from there.
And you've had some success. You've worked with some clients, including the NHS, Ford and British Airways. Massive companies, Josh.
Yeah, we managed to slowly build up a reel and got signed to the roster of a production company. And then, yeah, started bidding on bigger and bigger jobs. And it's been a slow burn, really, from the start. But, yeah.
How did you first come into contact with RNIB?
So Rowena, the creative director at Catsnake, the agency working with RNIB, is a friend, and she got in touch knowing the work that I make, but also knowing about my eye condition, and thought that it might be a good project for me and one that I'd be interested in doing, which I was. It was really nice to be able to work on a project that was close to my heart. A little bit scary at points. People with my condition and a kind of more advanced version of my condition, there was definitely, yeah, some points of the process that were a little bit confronting. But overall, it was a really nice project to do and really rewarding in that sense.
So before we talk about it, let's have a little listen, shall we? This is a short clip that was made for Radio Play.
I was just telling everybody else I was okay, and I just didn't know how to cope with it.
Initially, I felt really lost. That's when I contacted the RNIB.
More than ever, I just feel seen and heard as a visually impaired person.
Sometimes you just need someone to guide you through it all.
Losing your sight shouldn't mean losing out on life. Leave a gift in your will to RNIB and help people with sight loss live the lives they want. Search RNIB Will Guide to find out more.
So describe what's going on there, Josh. What was your process when making this advert?
Well, the RNIB had a shape of the film that kind of is tried and proven as a good framework. So we wanted to adhere to that, but find a way of making something that would get attention and would feel a little bit different. So the main thing was finding a kind of a range of stories and contributors, participants that we could work with, and with stories that, you know, we weren't keen on sugarcoating. We really wanted to sort of reflect the tougher times, but we wanted to overall make something that was inspiring and optimistic by the end. So we wanted to kind of have this sense of a journey, and maybe avoid some of the kind of the tropes of fundraising ads for charities, which sometimes can feel like you're being a bit emotionally manipulated, and they can be, you know, they can be quite negative. So yeah, I think the idea of creating something more upbeat and with a kind of a more inspiring ending was key. So it was all about finding contributors and participants with a really wide range of stories. That's kind of, there's a real plurality of experience there. And we were lucky enough to find some really inspiring people to chat to and work with. And then it was really just a case of figuring out how to tell their stories. And we also created this intro as well at the beginning, which was based partially on some of my experiences with my eye condition and some of our participants as well, trying to make something really subjective and quite intense that shows the feeling of losing your eyesight and the processes of it, the effects of it, but also the experience of going into a hospital, the different tests. So we wanted to start with that quite intense opening and then, yeah, talk to our participants about their lives and some of the challenges of their lives, But it was really important that we also found the kind of track, the really positive things that they were doing. And you know, they were doing some incredible things, from a blind surfer to like just some amazing kids that were, yeah, really, really fun to just hang out with and full of energy and full of life. So it was a fun project.
Where did the shooting take place?
The shooting took place in, yeah, wherever our participants were. We kind of just piled into a van and traveled around the country. Yeah, it was important to work with participants and tell their stories, not try to sort of push a story on them. So it was important that we filmed in their homes and them doing activities that are important to them and part of their lives. So yeah, that meant a lot of travel, a lot of time on the motorway, but I think worth it.
Was that the first time you'd worked with people with sight loss, and were they involved in the process?
Yeah, that was the first time, I think, that I'd worked with anyone with sight loss. And in terms of involving them in the process, it was about doing calls. We had this very kind of preliminary script, which was just the shape of a film, and then talking to participants, understanding their stories, asking them what they'd like us to film, as opposed to sort of pushing anything on them or pushing ideas on them, letting them build the story with us and having a very collaborative approach was really important, I think.
What feedback did you get from the people with sight loss that were involved in the adverts?
We had some really nice feedback from the participants that we worked with, and they all seemed to really like the film, which was important. And we shared the films, anything we were making, with them before it was completed, to make sure that they were happy with how their stories were being represented. And yeah, we got some really nice feedback, and that meant a lot. It felt like we were doing it right.
How do you translate a brand's values, Josh, into visual and audio storytelling? It sounds a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, it is. And there is often an agency in the middle of that. So Catsnake, who I was hired by, they are the go-between. And actually that is sort of what they do. They figure out how to do that. So by the time the project gets to me, there is a sense of what the overall kind of feel is of the film, like what's wanted. And then, you know, I put forward my proposal of how to execute on that idea.
And obviously having Judi Dench involved as well, her voice at the end there, that must have been a particular highlight for you.
It was, yeah, it was great to have. I did not think that we'd be able to get Judi on board. But I wasn't actually around for the day. So it was a day where the rest of the team went round to Judy's for a cup of tea and recorded the VO. But yeah, I think I was shooting another project at the time. So I missed out on a big moment, unfortunately.
Were you pleased with the end result yourself, Josh? I know when musicians start songs, sometimes they go in a different direction from what they first intended. Were you pleased with the end result?
Yeah, I think, you know, a project, like you say, will never start and finish in the same place. It will always change. But I think the people that we met and worked with, the participants and their stories, what they brought to it, that was kind of unexpected. And that was better than I could have hoped for, really. So, yeah, I was really happy with the output and the film for that reason, really. That's kind of the beauty of working in documentaries, is that there's only so much planning you can do. And then from there on, you know, there's lots of surprises. And yeah, I felt like we had a lot of really good surprises on this project.
And is it an accessible industry?
Well, so far, because my left eye is still intact, I haven't come across too many kind of barriers yet. There's certain things, like just my left eye gets really kind of tired on set, and it's quite hard sometimes to focus in on details. There's like certain like kind of more detailed orientated parts of the process that have become more challenging. But yeah, I think overall, it would be great if the industry was more accessible to people with sight impairment. But I think it applies across the board. It's not a very accessible industry at all, you know. So whether that's sight impaired or whether that's people coming from more disadvantaged backgrounds, there's a huge amount of work to be done to make the industry more accessible as a whole.
And if people would like to have a look at what you do, how can they follow you and have a look at your work, Josh?
Yeah, they can look at my website or my Vimeo. That's Josh Fader. Or I'm on Instagram as well, Josh_Fader. So, yeah, they can take a look at my work there.
What does the future hold for you? Have you got anything in the pipeline?
You never know with this job. You're either just sort of like over capacity and swamped with projects, or you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs. So last year I was, completely exhausted and working too much. And at the moment I'm in the thumb twiddling stage, waiting on about 3 different jobs that I've pitched on to find out whether I've got a really busy couple of months ahead or not.
Well, listen, Josh, it's been brilliant talking to you. Josh Fader, director of RNIB's Legacy Advert. Thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Barry. Good to speak.